Since the U.S. entered a free trade agreement with Colombia in 2012, it has become one of the fastest growing markets for U.S. pork and beef. The U.S. Meat Export Federation has added a new representative in Colombia, project specialist Don Mason, who has a long history in the Colombian market and extensive experience promoting U.S. agricultural products. We hear more from Mason in this USMEF report.
I was a Peace Corps volunteer in Colombia many years ago and stayed there for 4 years. Ended up marrying a person from Colombia, and we came back here. And I farmed in northwest Iowa for 26 years, raised cattle, raised hogs. So I got a feeling for the meat industry from the production side on the farm. Then I went to work for the Iowa Corn Growers Association, and of course, principally marketing corn and corn products. But one of those major corn products, obviously, is meat as well. So I got to experience a lot of the marketing of beef and pork overseas through my contact with USMEF there.
While U.S. pork and beef have a strong foothold in Colombia, Mason still sees great potential for future growth.
It's a rapidly growing market, improving economy, and what that means is that as their middle class grows, those folks want more protein. People like their beef, they like their pork, they're increasing their consumption of both of those, so there's lots of room to grow. The FTA certainly has helped smooth that. We've got some obstacles left to get over the hump with, things like getting chilled pork in regularly and that sort of thing. There's still some obstacles, but we've got a lot of potential. The domestic pork industry in Colombia is also growing and is also fairly strong, but I don't think they can begin to keep up with the demand. The restaurant business in Colombia is growing leaps and bounds. Lots of trendy restaurants getting in there. So on the beef side, lots of potential there because they appreciate good quality U.S. beef in that market. The tourism industry in Colombia growing all the time. Major tourist cities of Cartagena and Santa Marta and places like that where they're just going to need more high quality U.S. meat.
For more information, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.